I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore.
FM 104.
What is the story? It's Cormac and Trish here on Room 104. Details coming up before the end of this hour as well about how you could win yourself a holiday to New York with worth about 10 grand. Yeah.
Give it to me.
I know. Unfortunately, Trish, you can't enter.
Damn.
But yeah, the stuff there, limo transfer, flights, helicopter ride around New York City as well, which is, I've always wanted to do that. And then you get there, you look at them, and you're like, oh yeah, you need money. I don't have that.
Yeah.
I don't have that, unfortunately.
That's where the 10 grand would come in handy.
Yeah, it would, yeah. Joe, do you have 10 grand?
No, I don't. Do you have any lying around? How can I enter?
I'll give you the details a little bit later on, and you can enter for me and Trish, and then hopefully we can be in New York and job done.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'll make a few fake email addresses.
Two.
Sounds good, love it.
Mo Majerk at
Donny,
how's the gaff party going at the moment?
It's starting to wind down now. The cheese board has been wrapped up and the...
You're not having a cheese board, Joe. If you're having a cheese board. We're going to hang up right now and go, hang on a second. He gets one RT player series and he's cracking out the cheese boards, for God's sake, man.
It's just a lot of easy singles spread out on a plate. And a few Jacob's crackers.
That'll do. But good news for yourself and Darren, obviously, over the last while, if you've been online at all, you'll have seen some of the sketches that the lads are doing. Your last Halloween one with Al Forn as well was hilarious. It's probably one of the best ones that he has done in a long, long time. But you now have a new RTE player series. Congratulations, lads.
Thank you. What do you mean in a long, long time? Hang on.
Joe, the rest of them were shite, Joe. I have a list of them here now where I was like, you know what, Joe? I'm going to walk you through the ones that got like 2 out of 10.
Yeah. It's just Al Forn is so great, isn't it? That's what it is. We're just rubbish.
Well, I was going to put it down to the editing. Whoever did the editing of the video afterwards, I was like, top notch video production on that. No, but it was fantastic.
We went to Hollywood for that one.
Blew the bank. That's where the 10 grand went. But tell us, what's the crack with the series now? Because this is great news.
Yes, so we have a series called Free Gaff, and it's on the RTE Player. Just launched today, and I just watched it for the first time there about an hour ago. Yeah, so each episode has a special guest, and me and Darren and Ger Walsh, who created the show, the three of us created the show together. We were so excited to work with the four guests that are in the show as well. So we're just like fanboys of comedy as much as being part of the show as well. So it was great. It was great.
What's it like writing comedy with the lads? Because I can imagine all of you are probably throwing in ideas and it's all going mental.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's so bizarre because the amount of ideas that don't get used, it's so weird to realise the ones that do get used. Mm. And it's just so bizarre. Like, there's so many ideas flowing around, it's weird the ones that stick. And being slapped in the face with a battered fish is... It's like, how did that stick? How did that work?
Joe, there'll be a trend coming out. Like, it's like, next week you'll be battered over the head with a mop or something. You're like, lads, funny feeling now. The stuff isn't going on. So how many episodes, you said? 4 episodes, is it?
So 4 episodes, yeah. They're like 12, 13 episodes each. And there's like 3 sketches in each episode. And there's a story that interweaves
oh, cool.
the entire show, so it makes a bit more sense. It is a sketch show, but has a story arc throughout it. So that's
story arc. Jesus,
yeah, do you like that?
Christ, holy God! Hello, cheese boards and story arcs, Joe. Wow, that'll be the name of a new book: cheese boards and story arcs.
It's far from story arcs. I was born.
Oh, I love it, Joe. So you're writer, actor, producer. You do it all. Which one do you love the most?
I think I like writing the most. I do like performing, but I hate watching myself. But I love writing and seeing other people like perform. So like when I was writing some of Tony's sketches and some of Tony's bits, I was so excited to see Tony Cantwell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see Tony perform what I had imagined him doing in my mind. So that, yeah, so I like writing and then seeing that come into life. But I do love performing as well because I feel like I know what I want to see.
Yeah.
And it's easier to do that yourself than expect somebody else to do it. And then it's just frustrating when they can't do it.
And you don't have to pay them then. You know what I mean? You're going to pay some moody actor like, here, shut up, will you go home?
That's always a bonus, yeah.
Are you going to be running for election again anytime soon or what's the story?
I don't know. I might think about it.
So it was a year or two ago at this stage now where Joe ran for. What constituency were you running in?
The northeast in our city. So it's the most highly contested, highly controversial, the most seats in Ireland. But I'm from the northeast in our city, so I ran for election there. I didn't win. But I didn't get no votes. I think I beat a Fianna Fáil candidate, which I thought was. Yeah, for sure, yeah. So I was kind of excited by that.
So you might run again then?
Well, you never know. Never say never. I might, but I don't have any plans of it.
Well, no, listen, any time in the future, if you do decide to go ahead with it, we will gladly give you like blanket media coverage here on the show, which is technically illegal and against broadcasting standards, but who gives a shit? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, fuck it. Oh, sorry, guys.
No, you're glad. It's fine. It's half ten. And we'll let you away with that one.
Ready for you.
Yeah. So you can do what you want, and we'll be your propaganda arm, and you can just go and do what you want.
Nice. You can be me, Lenny Riefenstahl.
Yeah.
That's such an obscure reference. I don't know why I said that.
Joe,
yeah.
You know when you're writing, right? Does it ever frustrate you? Because I know writers are perfectionists, right? So seeing your stuff come to life, does it ever kind of annoy you if you're like, oh, that's not exactly what I envisioned?
Not when you're doing comedy. So when you're writing comedy, yeah, it's very hard to write laugh out loud jokes. You're going to have, okay, that's a funny story. But when you put comedic actors in that scenario, like you're writing for the improv to come out, you're writing in a way that the comedy can come out of a real life situation. Mm. So when you actually get the camera going and you have two funny people in front of the camera, it's supposed to go off script. Like the way I write anyway, like it's supposed to be different. Like I try not nail down the dialogue. Like if you look at our show,
Joe, I'm going to stop you there now. Hang on, are you just saying you're too lazy to write fully formed scripts and that you're just like, ah, here, do something about a bus or something. Go on there now.
Yeah. It just starts, and I just write. The only thing written on the page is improv, lad. Improv.
Yeah, fill with some crowd work and then do improv, and then there we go. Four episodes, done and dusted. And the series looks really, really good. Yeah. And I haven't seen it yet. I'll watch it now later on because all the reports I've seen so far are kind of praising you guys for making sure that it didn't lose the magic of the online sketches. And sometimes that can happen where big budget comes along with independent, you know, producers and creators and stuff, and then it just loses its shine or it loses its edge because it's all TV'd up now. But by all accounts, it's looking really good and getting really, really good responses as well. My last question for you anyway, is Darren Conway a bollocks to work with?
An absolute bollocks. No, he's a legend. He's an absolute legend. Wow. Jesus, like I love working with him and with Jerry Wallace and Jonathan Lambert. That was the DLP. Everybody that was involved, like there's so many people that I'm gonna put up an Instagram post, a story thanking every individual person that was part of the whole project because it was amazing from start to finish. From everybody.
Do you have a WhatsApp group going now with everybody in it?
What's it, what? Sorry?
Do you have a WhatsApp group going with everybody in it now?
No, we should. There's too many. There were too many people to be involved. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, you know, I hate WhatsApp groups. It's too noisy. They're just muted for me. I don't know how many I'm in. They're just all muted.
Well, again, because Joe has hit the big time now, he doesn't deal with groups.
Ooh.
He's on his own with the easy single cheese and the and the everything else that was going involved with it.
My PA screens me WhatsApp messages.
There you go. Living the dream. Obviously, it's just kicked off. Is there any other things coming down the line? Like, is there going to be season 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Or any ideas about that?
Wouldn't that be great? I don't know. So there's a few projects, like, that we want to get done. Like, we want to make a film. Like, we have high ambitions of doing lots of different things. But I have a script for a pilot that I want to get made. There's a few different things. I'd love to give this another season. I'd love to do the sketch show Free Gaff season 2 on a bigger scale, maybe for TV. We'll see. It's still early doors. This has just launched. So I'm excited to see if anything comes from it, you know?
Like, I can see a good movie out of this.
Yeah.
So you know the way the Young Offenders had that kind of similar concept. Free Gaff, we'd have to work on what the storyline was though, because you have a free gaff, but then obviously we need something more than just the free gaff.
We'll have to get
maybe a prequel where the two lads are looking for the free gaff.
That would be there'd be the free gaff universe as well, and there'd be loads of spin-off movies. This would be unbelievable.
The multiverse.
Actually, that's a great shout. You're going to a free gaff in Galway and the car breaks down.
A road trip.
Or it's free gaffs back in time. You got to go to a free gaff in 1842. It's like Bill and Ted.
Well, I was thinking Back to the Future.
Well, listen, we're getting
futuristic free gaffs.
A bit of a psychedelic buzz here now. No, but it looks it looks really, really good. The series is up on the RT Player right now, which you can find on RT.ie and all the usual places. Joe, before we let you go, congrats again. What are your social medias that people can connect with you on and see all the stuff?
Everything is Joseph McGuckin. At Joseph McGuckin on Twitter, at Joseph McGuckin on Instagram, at Joe McGuckin on TikTok.
Oh, for God's sake, now we have to run on
the
last
one. Had to mix it up.
I know. Such inconsistency.
The brand is destroyed now. And we'll have awful issues with that. But listen, I'm looking forward to seeing it now. I'm going to watch it tonight after the show when we get home. Very, very best of luck. Stay in touch when the movie gets released and we will chat to you soon, sir.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Bye.
Aww.
A lot of busy people we had on the show this evening.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff.
I really feel like I'm underachieving in my life now. I need to get on like some writing or some producing or doing some more things.
Just driving home tonight crying.
I haven't done enough.
You got to set up a little side hustle business, go back to college, just...
I hate being busy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I hate being busy, but you know what? Fair play to all you guys. Yeah, there you go.
Job done. Still to come after 11 o'clock as well, you can... if you're speaking about being busy and not getting enough sleep, maybe these people who are busy aren't sleeping enough and they're going to die. Harvard professor will explain all after 11.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.